Y'all didn't know you were going to get in an exercise routine when you came to church, did you? Reminds me of that song that I, along with many of you, learned so long ago, Father Abraham, right? And so it is a fun song that children learn. It gives a lot of exercise, but it does give us a wonderful spiritual truth. And that the Messiah, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, came through the lineage of Father Abraham, a spiritual father of the faith, if you will. And so we desire and pray that all are children of God through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, whom we worship and whom we serve. This morning, you probably have noticed that there has been an emphasis on missions. And whether it's referring to VBS as an outreach, or whether it is referring to Candlelight that is an outreach to the community, or whether it's referring to the donations and the outreach that is going to be sent to Texas by way of a sister ministry, Gleaning for the World, whatever it is, it's a reference and an emphasis on the fact that we can be mission-minded as the Lord has given us the opportunity to be the hands. How appropriate is this? Get Grayson to dance over here again for me. The hands and the feet of Jesus. I'm not going to try to do what he did, by the way. But the hands and feet of Jesus. We have the opportunity, the privilege, and the blessing of being part of his work, his ministry, being part of building his kingdom. And so I invite you to turn with me to a passage that references how we can be the hands and the feet of Jesus. It is found in Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 40 is going to be our text. Once again, this wonderful passage demonstrates from the Lord's perspective of what it means, if you will, to be the hands and the feet of Jesus. Matthew chapter 25, as we pick up once again in verse 31, going through verse 40, goes on to say this, that when the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of His glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And He will set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on His left. Then the King will say to those on His right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the King will answer and say to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Let us pray. Father, as we go to this wonderful passage, we are reminded of what really matters to you, and that is loving you, and through our love for you, to love others. And so in this wonderful passage, you have demonstrated how we can be the hands and feet of Jesus. And so, Lord, we just pray, Lord, that we'll take this truth to heart and show us ways in which we can be Jesus to others as we strive to be your hands and your feet. This we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As we begin this passage, and as a moment we'll take a closer look at some of these verses, I wanted to reference an old hymn of the faith, which reminds us of what it means to be the hands and the feet of Jesus. A hymn found on page 534 of our hymnal, Take My Life and Let It Be Consecrated, goes on to say these words and these lyrics in the first two verses. Listen to the words of these verses as we take it to heart. Verse 1 of that wonderful song says, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love, at the impulse of Thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for Thee. Take my voice and let me sing always only for my King. Always only for my King. So we have the opportunity as followers of Christ to demonstrate Christ's love and His compassion for others. Once again, as we go through that verse, we're reminded of ways we can do that. Notice in verse 35, it goes on to talk about that when we feed the hungry, we do it as to the Lord. For I was hungry and you gave me food. When we give drink to the thirsty, when we give of the sustenance that people need, it is a blessing to them and we do it as to the Lord. We have just heard a testimony of what it looks like as people's needs are met with the need for extra food by the way of the testimony from Candlelight Ministries. See, what happens as that food is given to them? It meets their physical needs. But what it opens up the opportunity is that then their spiritual needs can be met. Relationships can be built as one gives food out to them, as one gives water out to those that are thirsty. Just recently we had the opportunity to see the wonderful July 4th parade. I tell you what, that's something else. When we first came to the Calvary and were able to serve here at our church, we came across this wonderful celebration of the community called the July 4th parade. And we were taken away by how wonderful this parade was in this small community. And warm my heart that over the last couple of years there's been a group of our church members that have passed out water to the residents and the participants of that parade. Now, as we think of giving food and sustenance and drink to those that are thirsty, once again we're reminded that it is those primary needs that people have, that as we're giving to those physical needs, once again it opens us up to meet their spiritual needs. Jesus reminds us that He is the bread of life, and we want people to see Jesus. Jesus reminds us that He will give of the living water, and those who drink from that spiritual living water will never thirst again. So once again, when we give food or water in Jesus' name, we do not lose our reward, for we're giving it unto the Lord. And it can be more of a physical thing. It can be also a spiritual thing that takes place. Another thing that we're reminded is that we are to demonstrate hospitality to the stranger, to take them in, if you will. I can't think of a better story than we find in Scripture when it talks about the parable of the Good Samaritan. And you might recall, and to make a long story short, that this gentleman was making his journey, but he was robbed and beaten up and left for dead on the side of the road. And he was in great need. He was in great peril. He was in great danger. And so the parable goes on to describe that there was some individuals that came along and who saw this individual that was hurting and in pain and was desperate and in danger. And they looked at this individual, including a religious leader, looked at this individual, but they looked away. And they went on with their life. The story goes on to show us that it was the Good Samaritan who stopped what they were doing, who ministered to this individual in their time of need. He took care of the person's needs, and we're reminded that God is calling on us to be Good Samaritan, to share the love of Christ to those who are in need. So I got a question for you. Are we going to be just like the religious leader and look and then look away? We're going to have the eyes of Jesus and see those that are hurting and those that are in need and demonstrate compassion and love out of our heart of love for the Lord. Another thing as mention is clothing the naked. I'm reminded of the blessing it is so often to observe and to hear the testimonies and the reports of individuals, once again, that come in on a monthly basis to receive clothes to help them with those needs. And once again, it's more than just giving those clothes to the individual. Certainly that is meeting a need. But once again, it's about the relationships that are built. And so there have been relationships that have been formed through, for example, the clothing ministry. And many members are part of that ministry and giving to the Lord. Another thing that's mentioned, of course, is visiting the sick in people's time of need. And so it is that as people reach out to those that are in their worst moments, in the most desperate moments, and minister to them, that they are demonstrating the love of God to them. As one is ministering to those that might be physically sick, once again, we can be compassionate and we can bless them and serve them and to serve others and then introduce them, Lord willing, to the great physician who not only has the power for physical healing, but more importantly, can heal mankind spiritually. So once again, our desire, our prayer is that we are to be the hands and the feet of Jesus, ministering to those that are hurting and need help. And as we do it to them, we do it to the Lord. And then finally, there's a mention of visiting the prisoners. I've had the opportunity through the years to see what that looks like. Some years ago, I had the opportunity to be part of a ministry that went in and ministered and proclaimed the gospel of Jesus Christ to juvenile delinquents. And what a blessing it was to see the heart of those individuals who had a heart for those that were making such terrible mistakes at such a young age. Through the years, I also had the opportunity to see what ministry looks like in the prison system at detention centers in this regional area. And what I was able to see as the lessons were gleaned from my observations of what was taking place is that many times people had made some very poor choices. But many times for them, those poor choices led to hitting rock bottom. One thing about hitting rock bottom is that you often look up and cry out to the Lord. I could share testimony after testimony of individuals that were in prison and hit rock bottom, but out of their experience, knowing that they weren't in the place that they wanted to be, knowing that their choices in life had took them in a direction that they did not want to go, knowing that the consequences had led to consequences that they had not want to experience. Once again, it's an opportunity for them as they hit rock bottom and understand that the direction that they are going was not productive and profitable, but that they would turn to the Lord. And so the Lord intervened. Many lives were saved. Souls were saved. And as one ministers to them, understanding the fact that yes, they're not in a good place. Yes, they have made poor decisions. But there for the grace of God go we. We could be right there also. And we're reminded that because of the grace of God, we also, who are prisoners of sin, have been freed, spiritually speaking, and giving freedom in Christ and new life in Christ. So this morning we have heard the testimonies already of what it means to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Some of you are already serving in some capacity in relation to ministering to others. God has given your heart so much love that you can't help but pour it out to others and see God work in your life and the lives of others in a special way. But maybe the Lord is laying on your heart that you want to be involved and that you want to become more of a part of being His hands and His feet and being a blessing to others. Be reminded that as we bless others, we bless God and honor and glorify Him. And so as we move forward in the days and weeks, months, years to come, may we be the hands and the feet of Jesus. But I can't help but think that ultimately our greatest example, of course, is Jesus, who served, who ministered, who demonstrated to us what love really means. Some 2,000 years ago, it was His hands that were nailed to the cross. It was His feet that were nailed to the cross. He went to the cross for you and for me so that we could be freed from the shackles of sin and the punishment of sin and all that means. And so as He served mankind by serving God the Father and by submitting Himself to the will of the Father, having His hands nailed to the cross, having His feet nailed to the cross, being crucified and shedding His blood for you and for me, having His body broken for you and for me, He did so so that mankind could receive the great gift of love, the love of God the Father, the gift of salvation. And so as we emphasize this whole emphasis and focus about missions today, we're reminded that ultimately missions is about seeing people come to Christ. And maybe you're here today and you have never received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. I can't think of a better thing that could take place in all of today with all the mission endeavors and opportunities that we've talked about today, but to see someone come to Christ today. Wouldn't it be a blessing? Wouldn't that be wonderful? And so if you're here today and receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, remember what He did in His hands, His feet, and having His body, which was broken for you and for me, His blood that was shed for the remission of our sins. Let us pray. Father, we come before You this morning, and we're so grateful, Father, for the opportunity for us to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Help us to be reminded that what we do for You is what ultimately will last for all eternity. That's what matters. And we can have the opportunity to be the hands and the feet of Jesus. And as we saw in our Scripture, it's those type of things that will be rewarded someday in heaven for all eternity. And so we're praying, O Lord, that as followers of Jesus Christ, we take those things to heart, and with Your mighty power and Your strength and Your help, empower us, O Lord, to be Your hands and Your feet so that people will be loved, reached, saved for Your glory. We do pray. If there is one here that has never received Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, we pray, O Lord, that they will respond to the invitation of Almighty God today. This we do pray. May Your hand of blessing be upon this invitation. We do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.